charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay fair.
Welcome back to the program, and we are speaking with the author of a new book. Blessed Unrest is the title. The author is Paul Hawken. And I want to begin the second segment with Paul by talking about a book from a few years back, Natural Capitalism, and then even earlier, The Ecology of Commerce, both really important works that affected a lot of people, turned a lot of people into activists. Looking back, do you think that some of the challenges you laid out in both those books are beginning to be met? Are we starting to, have we turned the corner?
That's a good question. I mean, when a corner is turned, you can only see it in hindsight, I think, you know? I mean, by definition. Mm-hmm. But I do sense, and this is anecdotal only, but in the last 20 to 24 months, maybe a little bit longer, but it was really started after the last presidential election when Bush was reelected and before Katrina, and I sensed that there was a real shift in the business world. And I could only tell by the calls that came to me, but from CEOs and from very large companies, and I detected a real change. It wasn't about how do we get this problem off our back, which is kind of what the conversation was about for many years. But it was really about, oh, my gosh, oh, my goodness, this, I got it. And finally, they transcended their identity and their role and yet had a responsibility as the CEO of a large, you know, Fortune 500 company to effect meaningful change. And the conversations internal to many, many corporations have changed dramatically, and the literacy inside these corporations has changed also dramatically.
In fact, you have a chapter called The Rights of Business. What are the rights of business?
Well, they're not to basically corrupt government. That is not a right of business, and that is that is what business does all over the world.
What about corrupt our environment?
Yes, they do. And I, going back to what we were talking about earlier, this unnamed movement, this it was Blessed Unrest, I mean, this movement is, in a sense, humanity's immune response to political corruption, economic disease, and environmental degradation. And part of that is caused by business. I mean, there's no question about it. And so the rights of business are to serve us. That is the responsibility and the right of business. But it is not to destroy our future, nor is it to take over our government.
What would you like to see happen next?
What would I like to see happen next? What I'd like to see is the literacy of our citizens in this country be raised by the media. If we don't, you can't have a democracy unless you have good information, because the information upon which people are basing the decisions is erroneous, and so therefore you can count on their votes being skewed. And as long as there's disinformation, as long as we, say, give equal time to corporate-paid lobbyists or even junk scientists or what Robert Kennedy Jr. calls bioprostitutes, I mean, and we pretend that it's, you know, fair and balanced, I feel like we're just going to bring up the rear in the world. This doesn't happen in Europe. It doesn't happen in Japan. It doesn't happen in Australia and New Zealand. But somehow it doesn't happen in Mexico and Canada. But it happens here in the U.S. And we are easily the most illiterate industrial country in the world when it comes to the problems that we face going forward, some of them very short-term, some are longer-term, but all of them huge in terms of determining our security, our welfare, how we will survive as a civilization, and particularly climate change. And so the thing that I'd like to see is people getting more information in a way that they can understand it, they can assimilate it, and to see the concentration of media really be eased, you know, by law, by regulation, and by the government. I just think it's heinous what has happened in the last 10, 15 years.
Well, a little plug here. One of our sayings is eco-talk raises the eco-IQ of Americans, but we say that not in any judgmental way, but we all need to learn together. None of us really, we've not been here before, and now that people have seen Al Gore's movie, they do realize there's a problem. They need to know, as we learn, what is working, what can be done, but we have to fast-track it. We don't have time to, you know, how do you educate a country?
You can educate a country fast if the sponsors get out of the way.
No, we want sponsors here so we can continue to educate.
This is a sponsor-supported
show.
I'm not trying to dictate programming.
Well, that's the good news. We don't have
to analyze people as opposed to educate them. And, that's really what's missing in the United States. Smart people, good people, there's nothing wrong with America.
Well-meaning people,
well-intentioned people, and interested in children and the future and security and all the things that everybody else is interested in and care about them just as much. But, Lord, are they working off the wrong play sheet?
It's like, they have been asleep at the wheel because those of us who have been trying to raise consciousness once our own was raised, it's like we think of ourselves as a very smart, sophisticated people. And yet when it comes to our eco-consciousness, we have just been clueless, really,
yeah,
overall, generalizing.
But I think what we're seeing, Betsy, here, this is what I'm trying to talk about in the book, is that we're moving from a world created by privilege and power and money to a world created by community.
Right, moving
and
from materialism to community.
That is a powerful transition that's undergoing right now.
So maybe it was inevitable because of our, evolution since World War II. We're all about, the place of every opportunity, affluence, acquisition. And now it's like, you party too long, you wake up, you have a hangover. Now we got to face what we've wrought.
Exactly. And what's our blessing also is that nature is providing very good feedback loops.
if we listen.
But in fact, they're coming fast.
Okay. And let's hope more are listening. Thank you so much for your contribution to the conversation, Paul Hawken. An inspiration to so many people. His new book, I highly recommend it, is Blessed Unrest, in bookstores on Monday. When we come back, Kevin Contreras and the PBS series, Building Green.